Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if Minnie gets you in a spinny, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, just thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World, and your knowledge of Beverly stops at Beverly Callard from Coronation Street. Well, then this definitely is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, we catch up with Ben, who was kind of married by Mickey Mouse.
And grabbed an autograph book from the people behind us and started to renew our vows.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting all the latest news from the parks, and everything you need to know to have the most amazing time at the most magical place on earth. And make sure you keep in touch as well. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Look out for at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. We answer your questions on the podcast every episode. If you've got any, fire them over. Just DM me, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. A few things I don't know that I can't answer. I don't know when the dining plan's going to come back. I don't know when Fast Passes are going to come back. I don't know when French Quarter's going to reopen. I don't even know when we can get to go to America again. Fingers crossed soon. Fingers crossed one day I'll be able to answer those questions. And I'll be looking forward to all that myself. Hello to Ben, who is looking forward to a holiday in 2022. We're thinking about going for 2 weeks, 10 nights we want to stay on property at Disney. But we don't really want to blow the budget. We want to do a 2-centre theme park holiday. So where would be the best, brackets, cheapest place to stay if we wanted to do Universal and maybe SeaWorld as well? I think the obvious answer to this is International Drive. I know there are cheaper hotels if you want to stay at one of the Universal hotels, but I'm not quite sure how cheap they are in comparison to International Drive. So the further up International Drive you stay, you can be pretty much on the doorstep to Universal in particular. And I have stayed on International Drive and walked to and from Universal. So if you want to have a look into that, there are some really cheap, decent hotels. I think anywhere on International Drive is pretty good and pretty reasonable. Plus, you've got like the Denny's and all those cheaper restaurants on there as well. So that should save you a little bit of money. Catherine wants to know, we have got 2 bookings made to go to Walt Disney World end of this year and summer next year, brackets, fingers crossed. Are we allowed to have more than 2 reservations in the My Disney Experience app so that we can start booking park days, etc.? Yes, you can. You can have as many as you like, and you'll go in there and you'll see the separate bookings. It probably, when you go into it, you put the 2 bookings in, it'll come up as each day of each holiday rather than 2 separate bookings. So yes, you can. You can put in as many as it wants and it won't interfere with each one. Any questions? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. PodMagical is where we are. And same place to go if you'd like to be a podcast guest. And it's Ben who's with me on this podcast. I've actually been on Ben's podcast, The Great British Mickey Waffle, which we'll talk about very soon. But tell us first of all, Ben, why you love Walt Disney World.
Oh, I love Walt Disney World just because it brings back magic. Just the memories, just the fun. And lovely weather.
Hopefully lovely weather.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't mind the rain, especially, I don't know, something's good about a nice Florida thunderstorm.
Have you ever been caught in one of the really bad thunderstorms?
I'd say we were quite lucky. We were on Big Thunder Mountain in the queue, and we were just stood there. The ride had stopped, the queue had stopped, and it was just, you just saw everyone running for cover.
Were you undercover at that point?
We were very lucky.
Something though inside me I would love to be on like Splash Mountain when it starts raining. Splash Mountain in the rain, knowing that you're going to be dry like half an hour after you get off.
Yeah, that's a good thing about sort of weather in Orlando. It's just, you know when it's going to rain. You can see the clouds build up. It rains, and then half an hour, 45 minutes later, oh, it's dry again.
Yeah, it's dry again. So tell me your Walt Disney World history. When was the first time you went, and why did you go the first time? What got you into it?
We went in 2013, and it was for our honeymoon. So it was sort of a bit of a Disney moon. And I'd been to Disneyland Paris. It'd been the only Disney park that we'd been to before. And that was back in 1997. So it was a long time since we'd been to a Disney park, and thought, as we're getting married, where are we going to look for a honeymoon? And we went to, as you do, travel agent, get a Virgin, see what's available. And it's like, I don't know, we couldn't decide. And in the end, we just thought, you know what, let's go Disney. Someplace we've not been. So we thought, let's give it a go.
And did it live up to your expectations, that first trip?
I have to admit, we stayed off site, so we weren't in the Disney bubble. But there was so much that we did and that we didn't do that we had to go back the next year. We've been back every year since, apart from COVID.
Yeah, well, apart from the last year and a bit.
Yeah.
So how many times would you say that would be, Ben?
7, 8 times? Yeah, we went twice in 2019.
You knew what was coming.
Oh, I wish I did. I'd have gone last February if it was.
So of all the times you visit, have you got a particular favourite standout memory?
Our first full DVC trip. So when we got Disney Vacation Club. So we stayed at Boardwalk. Then we stayed at, we were there for 7 nights, I think. Yeah, Boardwalk for 7 nights. Then it was Copper Creek for 5, followed by 5 nights at the Polynesian.
So what made you buy into DVC as we're talking about accommodation? DVC, in a nutshell, it's like Disney's timeshare.
Going back to 2014, we were walking around Wilderness Lodge and we saw this sign saying Disney Vacation Club. As you do, you just sort of ask, see what it's about. And then before we knew it, we whisked away to Bay Lake Tower to have a chat and just see what it was all about. At the time, we liked it, we just couldn't afford it. Finances just weren't right for us. But we thought, do you know what, this will be something for our future.
Yeah.
And then 2 years later, I got an email from Disney, and it's like, oh, fill this out, you'll get a free DVD. So I thought, as you do, I do it. DVD turns up, and it's like, I really want to do this. And it's like, our finances were in better shape. Then also, it's like, we found out more about resale.
Right.
So then it was like, we thought, okay, we can actually do this. And we looked at the resorts. We spent probably days scouring through YouTube just trying to find all different resorts, all the room types, other people's opinions on DVC, and worked out what sort of benefits we'd lose by going resale and what the differences were. And we bit the bullet before our next trip, and we were owners for Saratoga Springs.
Oh, wow. So how many times have you been as a DVC holidaymaker?
I'm going to say 4 times, I think, half our time in that. Yeah, 4 times.
And do you think, just from those 4 trips, that do you think it's been worth it?
Yes,
financially.
I think financially we've broken even. I think
already.
I think we have. I think we just broke even. I think our points when we bought them, the exchange rate wasn't too bad, and we got 170 points at $84 a point.
Wow. And how many nights would that 170 points get you over the year?
On average, we probably tend to do about 10 to 12 nights.
Yeah, so that's enough, isn't it?
So
yeah.
Saratoga. So it's enough. Sometimes we'll add on like a State Universal if we're doing a 14-day trip, or we'll mix and match resorts. We'll do a split stay, so we'll stay at Saratoga for a little bit, or we'll then do Bay Lake Tower if we want to spend a few more points.
And they'll move your luggage for you and everything if you're staying in different...
Yep.
So you don't need to worry about anything.
It's really good. It's literally magical that you literally just phone up Bell Services the day before you're going, and then they'll come and collect it on the morning, and you can go to the park, go back, you get a text message when your room is ready, get back to your resort, phone up Bell Services on when you're there, and they'll bring your bags up for you.
Magic. As if by magic. So there's no stress there. And isn't it free parking as well if you're a DVC member?
Yeah, we haven't yet driven out there. That's going to change on our next trip. But, DVC members, it's free parking at the hotels when you stay on points. And I think cash as well, if you're a DVC member.
So you're going to brave driving next time. Is that because there's no Magical Express?
It is. I think we've thought about it the last couple of times. Just a bit more flexibility when parks close.
Yeah.
And obviously with all the COVID restrictions with, like, transportation, it's like, it'd be just nice to have the drive and also eat off site occasionally.
Yeah, you can save a lot more money as well, can't you, by the time, even when you've added in the car.
Yeah, it's been a few years since we've been to like Denny's and IHOP, so it's like, I don't know, you know, sometimes it's worth to go outside the bubble.
Yeah, it's those classic American diners that like they have on iDrive. When I used to stay on iDrive, and I miss like a Red Lobster. Something like that.
Yeah, it's just nice having that flexibility, I think, is what... Because sometimes you've been in the queue for the bus when you just like left Magic Kingdom, and it's like you think, oh no, now I've got a while to get back to the resort. But sometimes, actually, if I can just get in the car, and at least then I'm in charge of driving, then I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah, and it's good. It would be good to see the comparison on whether you thought it was worth it, whether you get stuck in traffic in the car, or it'd be quite interesting to find out the difference.
Yeah, because where I'm staying this year, our first hotel is going to be Bay Lake Tower. So we've done it. So our first few days are at Magic Kingdom, so we can just walk straight back.
So what has happened with your DVC points this year then? Because obviously the last 12 months from the UK, we've not been allowed to fly to America. Have they given you an extension? Have they been quite lenient, going, okay, you can't come, so you could use your points at another time? They've not expired, have they?
No, they haven't expired. We were quite lucky because we were a bit worried we're going to have to rent them out at some point. Because we had borrowed points from this current use year to pay for last year's trip, but the and we had to make sure that we'd banked whatever we wanted by last October. So our trip last year was supposed to have been in August, but then that got pushed to November. What happened when we phoned up Disney, they said actually because of you can't get in the country, your points that you borrowed we can put back into the use year they were originally from.
That's good. Yeah,
so and then we could bank the points that we've got, all the points from last year and the ones that we borrowed are all now in this year. So we've got a lot more. We've got 330 points where normally we'd have 170.
Oh, so that's why you're going to be staying at Bay Lake Tower.
Oh, yeah. We've got Bay Lake Tower. We've got Boardwalk Villas, a one bedroom.
Yeah.
And we've got a few nights at Saratoga Springs to finish it off.
So that's good. So you can walk to at Magic Kingdom. You can walk to Epcot and Hollywood Studios from Boardwalk. And then you've got Disney Springs
at the end.
Yeah, oh, that's a great... You won't even need that car.
I don't know, might not. Depends on... Well, we haven't booked it yet, so you never know.
We'll see what happens. Ben is on the podcast this week. Now, I must talk about... I've spoken to Ben before, because Ben, you're one of the wafflers. Tell me about your podcast.
I am indeed, yeah. Well, I'm one of the 7 Great British Mickey Waffle presenters. So yeah, our podcast is... It's definitely Disney-based, but we're a UK British podcast where we started a couple of years ago, and a lot of it we just have so much fun doing it. I think we all love talking about Disney. That's literally what we do this for. It's fun. We've even ventured onto YouTube now. We're doing a few live shows,
so we can see you.
You can see us as well. So we're not just a podcast. You can see our lovely faces, or some of our lovely faces.
And how often is the podcast?
We have one out on the 1st of every month, and one on the 15th, which is like an interview with a fellow podcaster or
hello, that was me.
Yeah, or someone who wants to come and just talk about Disney with us.
We'll have to get some of the other wafflers on this podcast over the next few months.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll get some of the guys on. Going back to some of your favourite Walt Disney World things then, you mentioned that next time you go, you're going to get the car so you can drive out to a Denny's. But in terms of the restaurants in the Disney bubble, any favourites?
One that I'd say a lot of people don't talk about very much is Grand Floridian Cafe. There's a sandwich, they have changed it recently, and it was called the Grand Sandwich, and it was just, it was a bit like a Subway, but a big version of a Subway. It was just, and it had onion straws. It was just amazing, and it was really cheap for something in a deluxe resort.
So that's at the Grand Floridian?
Yeah, Grand Floridian Cafe. They've got a version of it, but they've changed the onion straws for onion rings, and it's just not as nice since. But there's a sauce with it that they serve. It's just a really nice cheese sauce.
Yeah, I've never eaten at Grand Floridian, because there's quite a few dining options there, but I've never got round to eating at Grand Floridian.
Yeah, we've been to Grand Floridian Cafe, and we've been to Gasparilla's, the quick service there, and that's really nice as well.
It's quite a nice place to go if you're having a Magic Kingdom day and you're there from rope drop to fireworks. It's sometimes nice to get out for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of an easier pace of life. Just get the little boat over there. Stop for lunch, maybe a drink, and then get the boat back for later on. Just a bit of a chilled out couple of hours in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it next time, because they've got the walkway now. You can get to Magic Kingdom and Grand, so you can just literally do the walk from Polynesian to Grand to Bay Lake Tower.
Well, as you stayed at quite a few of the Disney resorts, we'll find out what your favourite is next. Ben's on the podcast with us. Let's get a quick news update first, though. Halloween news. The not-so-scary Halloween party didn't happen last year, and it's not happening again this year. Although Walt Disney World have announced an alternative event for the Magic Kingdom, the Boo Bash, which they should have called the not-so-scary Halloween party. The Boo Bash runs select nights from August through to October. It's like an after-hours event, which I've been to the after-hours events before. It's like 3 hours and the park's pretty empty and you can get on as many rides as you can. They're really good. It's not a great alternative for the not-so-scary Halloween party. Again, it depends on the price, which hasn't been announced yet. We'll find out what that is going to be when tickets go on sale next month. But the after-hours events, there will be cavalcades, so no actual parade. There will be character sightings, so probably no meet and greet. There will be candy, but they don't say anything about trick or treating, so we'll still find out a little bit more about whether that's going to be worth the price for the Boo Bash. Also, other Halloween news, by the way, if you're a fan of the Muppets, Disney Plus have announced a Muppets Haunted Mansion special, which is going to be on Disney Plus for Halloween. Star Chaser, if you're a Star Wars fan, you're looking forward to this adventure. 2022 is when you'll be able to join the two-night immersive adventure on the Halcyon Cruiser. You'll be able to dine at the Crown of Coralina Dining Room and the Sublight Lounge. Again, no prices for that yet, but it's two nights and it's going to be hard to get, that's for sure. Meanwhile, some things that have been returned or will be returning to Walt Disney World. The Festival of the Lion King is back at Animal Kingdom. A slightly truncated, socially distant version, so things like Tumble Monkeys are not happening, but it's good to see that show back in. Also, some more restaurants are going to be reopening. Chef Mickey's is already reopened, but they're going to extend their hours with some characters around. Also, Tusker House at Animal Kingdom is going to reopen with characters, and Cape May Cafe is also reopening. No character breakfast hasn't been announced for that yet. And more signs of normality coming back to Walt Disney World. Physical distancing is going to be reduced. It's 6 foot at the moment. That is eventually going to be faded out. However, they're keeping it in restaurants and in shops at the moment. Also, temperature checks when you're going into the parks, they have been scrapped. Universal have already got rid of that. This is interesting, though. I mentioned earlier on about the Halloween events, the After Hours Boo Bash. If you look at the T's and C's on there and the rules and the guidelines, you can wear a face mask if you're a kid, but not if you're an adult. But you do have to wear a face covering if you're an adult or a kid, which is interesting because, you know, if these events are going to go on till October and you've got to wear a face covering in October, does that mean Disney are keeping those face mask policies at the theme parks for quite a few months? We'll just have to wait and see. Of course, you can keep up to date with all the news from the parks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical. So Ben's with us on this episode of the podcast. You're a member of DVC, so you said at quite a few resorts. What's your favourite?
I think my favourite we've stayed at is Copper Creek at Wilderness Lodge. It's just the feel. It just feels, because they class it as a Magic Kingdom resort, you feel so sort of close to the park as you can just get a boat over. It's only a sort of few minute bus ride. But you also feel so away from the resort. It doesn't feel completely Disney. It's not like a value resort where it feels like you've got Mickey in every room.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel over the top theming. But it's very... It reminds me a little bit of Sequoia Lodge at Disneyland Paris, and it's just that wood feeling, like it just feels home.
Is that the one where when you go over on the boat, they've got those cabins that are literally on the lake?
Yeah, they've got the Cascade Cabins, I think they're called.
They look incredible, and they've got like hot tubs and stuff, haven't they?
Yeah, they've got hot tubs, and they sleep up to 12 people.
So, as a DVC member, you would not be tempted to stay there?
I'd be tempted, but I think with the points I've got, I could probably spare... It would probably cost about half an hour, I think. That's what I could afford.
A year's worth of points for one night.
Yeah, if I reckon so. I've looked at, like, the Polynesian bungalows, and it's like, okay, I can do two nights this trip.
It's a long weekend. Or you can pray to be upgraded.
Yeah, that's true.
That'll be nice.
You never know. You just when you do your check-in.
Yeah.
It's a shame now, with everything being online, that you can't sort of talk to the person on the desk.
Yeah, you can't put on
an upgrade. You can't sort of got to say to your phone, can I have an upgrade?
Yeah, can't put on that you've got a wedding anniversary or a birthday or job promotion or something like that.
Yeah, it'll be my birthday every time we go.
Exactly. What is your Disney must do when you go? Is there one thing that you've got to do that makes your trip complete?
Toy Story Mania. We're very competitive in the household. And yeah, it's just, unless your arm isn't... It's got to be feeling like it's falling off by the time you get to the end.
Repetitive strain injury, or you've not done it properly.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You sometimes get a burn on your fingers as well from pulling the little cord.
Yeah, and sometimes we don't understand how many, some people vlog or film on there, because it's like I'd be too busy trying to get more points than I would be in focus on the filming, and it's being 3D as well.
Yeah, how do they do that, and why do they do that? They should be concentrating on getting the high score.
It just looks blurry when you watch it back.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. Would you say that's your favourite attraction then, Toy Story Mania?
Yeah, it is. It's one that we did on our first trip, and now with the expansion of Toy Story Land, I do like Slinky, Dog Dash.
Yeah,
but I go back to being competitive.
Was there anything that was there on your first trip that's no longer there that you miss? Anything that Disney have got rid of over the years?
We wanted to do Maelstrom when it was Maelstrom, but we never got a chance to do it. That's something that, looking back, would have been nice to have done the comparison between that and Frozen Ever After.
Yeah.
But the other thing from Hollywood Studios that sticks in my mind was the Backlot Studio tour.
Oh, I used to love that.
Yeah, that was so brilliant. I loved it. Just the bit at the beginning where it's like... you've got like in the queue line where someone's going to get soaked.
Yeah.
Oh, it's brilliant. I've got a video of it. And it's just, yeah, I was looking back at it the other day and it's just, yeah, I miss that attraction.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of glad that what they've done with it, with the space.
Yeah. Because that is now where Toy Story Land is, isn't it? Where the Buffalo
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
So it's still your favourite place to go.
Oh, definitely. Hollywood Studios was our first Walt Disney World park.
Favourite park?
Yeah.
Favourite character?
Oh, favourite character. I'm going to say...
This is to meet Mickey. Yeah, to meet Mickey.
Yeah, especially Sorcerer Mickey.
So, again, that's what Hollywood Studios, isn't it? Sorcerer Mickey.
Yeah. Yeah, we had such a good interaction. We were there for our 5th wedding anniversary. And when we were in the queue, it was just like, okay, this is nice. We'll just have a few minutes just to chill and relax. And then as soon as we got to see Mickey, he noticed on our badges that it said... So it was our anniversary, and he grabbed an autograph book from the people behind us and started to like renew our vows.
I love those moments like that, because some people like they don't know how to react with the characters. They'll just stand there and have a photograph.
Just completely unexpected.
Yeah. Oh, that's brilliant. Have you got the photographs of that?
I do.
I would love to see that. You should tell people that was your actual wedding. Going, we got married by Mickey Mouse.
It's like... Can I see your wedding photos? Here they are.
Is there anything at Disney that you don't like?
That's a difficult one. I've never been a big fan of the dining plan, which on our last podcast we had a big discussion about. But it's one of those things I don't like to plan too much for dining. So actually, in a way, having 60 days to decide where I'm eating instead of the 180 it always has been is quite nice.
Because a lot of people will only book when they get the free dining. They hang out for the free dining, but you're not a fan of it.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's free. I think Disney adjusts their prices to cover it. And with being DVC, we've bought the dining plan once.
Yeah.
But we had to work out what we were going to eat, when we were going to eat it, what sort of snacks, and are we going to get the best value? And I think if I just want to buy something, I'll just buy it. I think it would be better if I put all of the money I'd spend on the dining plan on a card, a gift card, and you spend it that way.
So did you notice a big difference from the time you went and you just paid for your food outright to the time you went and you bought the dining plan? Was there quite a difference in what you actually spent?
I'm not a big foodie, so I think we actually spent less when we didn't have the dining plan.
Yeah, and I think as well, I always find that when you've got the dining plan, you're already eating more than you want to anyway.
Yeah, if you're thinking, okay, I've got this many credits left to use by the end of the trip.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I've got to make that trip to Goofy's Candy Company.
All those Goofy sweets.
It's like I've got to bring 2 kilos worth of food back.
Yeah, that's what weighs your luggage down at the end.
You wonder why it sort of goes over from like 22 kilo. I've just made it. Then you go to Disney Springs to fill up on your snack credits.
Stock up. Do you go outside Disney bubble, or do you tend just to stay in Disney? Do you venture out to Universal, SeaWorld, anywhere like that?
We've done SeaWorld once, and I have to admit we've never been there again. But Universal seems to be in every other trip for us.
Yeah.
Last time we were there, we were lucky and we did Hagrid's twice. The new roller coaster there, which obviously could be replaced by Velocicoaster. It's something that is definitely going to be on our list, but I'm not a particular coaster junkie, so I don't think I'd make that one.
Yeah, you feel like you want to go every other year just to...
Yeah, it's nice to get out of the bubble.
Yeah.
And we've thought last year we had planned a Disney cruise. So the plan was when that then got cancelled, we'd replace that with Universal. But then obviously the whole trip then got cancelled. But it was just nice to break up the trip so you're not always in Disney. Because I think sometimes if you are in the Disney bubble all the time, sometimes it's, I don't know, not you get bored of it, but I think sometimes you just... you appreciate it more once you've had time outside the bubble.
Yeah. I don't think we'll probably appreciate it more next time we go, just because we haven't been. Well, for me, it's been like nearly 2 years since I went last. So.
Yeah. I think when we go, it would have been just over 2 years.
Yeah. So you'll be ready. I think generally with life, we appreciate things a little bit more now.
Yeah. This year, no one has expected what was going to happen in this past 18 months.
In terms of planning, being a DVC owner, how does your planning work out then? Do you buy flights and then hope that you can use your points? Or
because we book our flights generally about the same time, because normally it's about 11 months. It depends. Sometimes if we've saved up enough miles, then we will book the sort of flights as soon as the availability is there. But we'll try and book the flights around like Black Friday or Easter, when we know that they're probably going to be the best price of the year.
Yeah.
So sometimes we'll sort of leave it 7 or 8 months, but every year when we know when we're going, we'll book our hotel at Saratoga for 11 months. And then when it gets to 7 months, we'll look at, what else can we get for our points? What can we swap?
So you can move it around.
We did that for this year's trip. And it's like, we've never actually stayed at Saratoga.
And that's your home resort?
And that's our home resort. And this will be the first time that we are going to stay there.
Unless you change your plans at the last minute.
Unless we change our plans, but I think at the moment we want to stay at Saratoga. I think with that proximity to Disney Springs, just being able to 5-10 minute walk around, it'd be lovely.
So when is that next trip planned?
It is the end of October. So we'll be there just a few weeks after the beginning of the 50th celebration.
So it's going to be quite busy then, I guess, and hopefully...
Yeah.
Things to celebrate. Any predictions what they're going to do for the 50th? I know they've announced a number of things, but I still think they've got to hold back until capacity and things allow.
I think they're holding back until restrictions have lifted a little bit, yeah. So I think there'll be a new fireworks show or additions to Happily Ever After.
Okay. What about a nighttime parade?
I want there to be one, but I have a feeling with COVID and everything that they're going to announce one, but it'll be sometime during the 50th because it's going to last 18 months, sort of the celebrations.
That's right,
So
yeah.
I think it'll be something towards the end of that, when crowds and things, but I think to get people excited, they will announce it around the 50th.
Announce it in the 50th for the end of the 50th. So that could be like January 2023?
Could be.
Yeah, something like that. That's a long way away.
It's a long way away. And also when you think about DVC though, we tend to plan a few years ahead because it's like, do I need to borrow points or bank points for this year for next?
Yeah.
It's like we already think about the next couple of years, but at the minute I'll happily go anywhere at the minute.
Yeah, just get me out of here.
Yeah.
What about the UK Disney Cruises?
It's something we are currently investigating, looking into.
Right.
The prices have been a little bit higher than I think we were expecting for some of them. So we might end up on one, but it's with our trip in a few months in October. We don't want to go too close, the cruise, to that.
Yeah.
And needing to be fully vaccinated is one of those things that might scupper it. We might book and then have to cancel it by 7 days before. But the booking policy and everything seems... great. Speaking to Disney that they're letting you cancel 30 days before.
Even if you've not had the vaccine.
Full refund, even if you haven't had the vaccine.
Yeah, that's good. Tell me again, the Great British Mickey Waffle Podcast. Where can we catch it? How do we find you?
Easiest way of doing it is if you go onto gbmickeywaffle.com, you'll find our links to everything on there. Being a podcast, we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere else that you get your podcasts. And then we've got our YouTube channel, which is the Great British Mickey Waffle. And one thing I didn't mention earlier is every Wednesday we do a live show at 8 p.m.
Right,
okay. We'll choose a single topic and we will waffle on for normally an hour. Sometimes some of us go over that hour, but it's just one topic. We see what we can do. And last night we did VIP tours.
Ah, right. And what have you done a VIP tour?
I haven't. I was the one on the other side of the screen commenting. But it turns out there was a couple of the team that were actually on a VIP tour back in 2011 that they didn't realise they were on the same tour. Until they both saw the pictures last night.
Oh, wow. How strange is that?
It's amazing. I just, who knew that 10 years ago that they'd both be on a tour and 10 years later we'd be talking Disney on a podcast.
We're talking to each other. Amazing. And my episode, when was I on last? I can't remember when I was on.
I think it was February.
Yeah.
I think it was, mid-February.
But quite a while ago now. Quite a while ago. But yeah. I'm on there somewhere. And I'll put some links.
This year is flying by, isn't it?
I'll put some links on our socials as well. Lovely chatting to you, Ben. and...
Oh, it's been brilliant.
Have a magical day.
Yep, you too.
If you fancy coming on the podcast yourself to chat about Walt Disney World and what you love and maybe what you hate and your favourite memories, do drop me a line. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Podmagical is where we are. Make sure you give us a follow and a like as well on the socials. Keep up to date with all the news throughout the week and anything else that goes on. Top tip for this podcast. Always like to end with a top tip. We're going to talk about rope drop, okay? We're from the UK. We're awake at 4:35 o'clock in the morning. We are at the parks for rope drop. Well, at least on the first week anyway, before we get too tired. So what do you do as soon as you're in the park? Everybody heads to the big popular attractions like Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at Magic Kingdom or Flight of Passage at Animal Kingdom. Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying don't head to the most popular attractions. Yeah, don't follow the crowd. Also, don't go to the least popular attractions because, you know, some of the things are going to be empty throughout the day. You don't want to rope drop Carousel of Progress. You want to rope drop the rides that are going to get popular and busy as soon as people get off the popular ride. So, you know, people are going to head to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, then they're going to go over to Space Mountain, or they're going to go over to Big Thunder Mountain. They're the rides that you should be doing first. So find a group of rides that are near together that are going to be popular the first couple of hours that the parks have been open. You can probably get two or three of those done while everybody's just in the queue for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. That's my personal top tip for this podcast anyway. Any top tips of your own, do let me know. Don't forget, got a brand new podcast coming out every other week. Every other Friday, we've got a brand new podcast with new guests, new tips, new memories, new stories. So hit that subscribe button, especially if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, so you don't miss every episode. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.